Chapter 2, A Library Without Books. The five friends immediately decided that they had to come up with a plan to save the library. Otherwise, it would be the end of their group, the Book Brigade. It was Mr. Sturch who had given the five friends that nickname. All five children loved to read, and they had gotten into the habit of checking out copies of the same book. Soon the five found themselves huddled in a corner of the library discussing their favorite books. For the five friends, each discussion was like embarking on a great journey. When the five friends came across a word that they didn't recognize, they raced to Mr. Sturch. He would help them look up the word in the dictionary. They called the dictionary the old tree trunk because it was as thick as a tree trunk. But they loved its old leather covers and its delicate pages. Now the big dictionary was ruined. "Hey, I have an idea," said Lou suddenly. "Remember when we found out what brigade meant?" "Sure I do," said Lisa. "It means a group of people who share the same interests and who work together to achieve the same goal." "Well then," said Lou, "it seems that the Book Brigade has a new goal, to save our library. Anybody interested?"
"I am."
"Me too."
"Me three."
"Me four."
"Here's the thing," said Lou. "I don't have a perfect plan yet." Everybody groaned. "Now wait," Lou continued. "I do know that the library is going to need money for new books and a new roof. My guess is that Mrs. Nicholson can help us figure out how to help."
"My guess is you're right," said Lisa, smiling for the first time that day. Just then, the bell rang.